This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha today passed the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. The legislation incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and the seizure of the properties of convicted offenders. The legislation mandates that every state government and union territory administration establish special fast-track courts for the day-to-day trial. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, the new bill is a reaffirmation of the government's commitment to safeguard the welfare of students and youth. Dr. Singh criticized Leader of the Opposition, Rahul Gandhi, for using unparliamentary language, calling it inappropriate and unfortunate. Replying to Mr. Gandhi's accusation against Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Dr. Singh said the government repeatedly clarified that no shots were fired and only tear gas was used. He said since no shots were fired, the question of issuing an order does not arise, as the authority to issue such an order rests with the magistrate, not the minister. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju strongly objected to the remarks of Rahul Gandhi and demanded that he should apologize in the House for his remarks. Earlier participating in the discussion, Leader of the Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said the students' protest on the NEET issue was not violence or hatred, but a deep expression of the youth, and all political parties must respect this expression. The House also witnessed two brief adjournments during the discussion after the passage of the bill. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House till tomorrow. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026. The bill will further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. The proposed legislation seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem Jan Gana Mana. These offences are punishable with imprisonment up to 3 years, a fine, or both. After passing of the bill, the Upper House took up special mentions where members raised issues of urgent importance. After that, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow. At least 40 people were killed and thousands injured in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir POJK after a brutal crackdown by Pakistani forces amid escalating unrest in the region. Citing reports, the United Kashmir People's National Party today alleged that several others were injured and arbitrarily arrested between the 27th and 28th of this month in Rawalkot, Mirpur and other areas of the occupied territory. India has strongly condemned recent attacks on several maritime vessels in the Strait of Hormuz, saying targeting of commercial shipping and civilian infrastructure in the region must end. Permanent representative of India to the United Nations, Parvathaneni Harish, said after a brief pause in the ongoing conflict in the region, there has been a worrying resumption of attacks and escalation of hostilities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with Assam Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma and reviewed the ongoing relief efforts in the wake of the devastating floods in Upper Assam. In a social media post, the Assam Chief Minister said Union Home Minister inquired about the situation on the ground and assured that the centre will continue to provide all necessary assistance for relief, restoration and rebuilding in the flood-affected areas. However, Odisha continues to grapple with a rapidly escalating flood emergency as swollen rivers inundate vast stretches, displacing thousands and disrupting normal life across several districts. The traditional Chhadi Mubarak, the holy mace of Lord Shiva and the sacred symbol of the annual Amarnath Yatra, began its ceremonial journey today from the historic Dashnami Akhada at Mysoma in Srinagar on the occasion of Guru Purnima. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall, with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha for the day. And with that, we end this news bulletin.